We are very, very excited to have Dr. John live here in the studios today. Dr. John, thank you so much for being here today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you. Let me come over.
Well, we'll get to talking in a minute, but how about we start off with a little bit of music? What do you say we hear? Patna.
All right. Ain't nothing on this old highway but roadkill. Dead coons and armadillos. Somebody said never buy a tack dog from a one-armed fella. Never sign nothing under neon if it's raining under your umbrella. You might turn into a pumpkin left over from Cinderella. Your running partner, now be the one that brung you. Your hanging partner, now be the one that hung you. Your partner. Say if you wanna buy gold mine, you just might get the shaft. And if you buy it on time, might sell your life for your autograph. Get a job with the rich and wealthy and be making fun of your dumb ass. And all the mess you be cleaning up, raise you up to the janitor's staff. Your running partner, now be the one that brung you. Your hanging partner, now be the one that hung you. Your partner. Like a nickel's worth of God help us. Like a dog with fleas. So hard to love a woman that you just can't please. The paper we signed got me locked down. It threw away the key. With friends like that, who needs enemies? Your partner, your partner. Yeah.
All right. All right. It's Dr. John live here in the studios on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. You've got a wonderful new album out called Tribal. And it seems like maybe compared to your last album, The City That Care Forgot, which won you a Grammy Award, it seems like maybe there's almost a more spiritual element to this new album. Tell me a little bit about this new album.
Well, you know, Bobby Charles and myself was writing most of the songs for the record, and he passed away right after I'd finished producing his record. But so I pulled this particular song we just did, Partner, because even though we were in way back in the game around the time of The Last Waltz, that it was just something that I felt like, well, this is something we did a long time ago, and we could pull. But I let the band pick out a lot of the songs because of his being gone. And we finished some of the tunes, but that, you know, without him. I called in some help and got him dead so we could cut him. But some of the ones, we couldn't do that. And it just, that's how life goes. We at the end of it, we all gonna croak. There's no options.
Yeah. It shows a lot of confidence to let your band pick some of the songs on this album.
Well, I've always felt that my guys, they've been with me a long time. It ain't like I just found these guys in the street yesterday.
Right.
I mean, I think Roscoe the drummer, he's been with me for 30 some odd years, and David, the bass player, he's been with us 30-something years, too. But John, the guitar player, may be the newest. He's probably been with us about 10 years. I try to hang with some guys so we all feel comfortable. You know, we're going to have some guys come in and do something, whether it's some girls singing or some guys playing some horns. And we'll do that when we can afford to do it. But when we're traveling, we got to roll with just us, so I know that it's going to be all right that way.
Well, I'd love to hear another song off that new album. How about Change of Heart?
Sure.
All right.
Baby ain't a change of heart. Now what am I supposed to do? I guess the same thing. I just don't know. She must have found somebody new. She had to change her heart. She really hurt me so. My baby had to change her mind. Now there she goes. She's in a hurry to see her somebody new. And I bet she figures he must have plenty more. My baby had to change her heart. She really hurt me so. Change your heart, set my soul to reeling. Now I don't know how to deal with the feeling of being all alone. Maybe the next heart she break might be her own. My baby had a change of heart. Now what am I supposed to do? I guess the same thing. I just don't know. She must have found somebody new. Now I'm gonna do the same thing too. I'm gonna find me somebody new. She had to change her heart. She really hurt me so. She had to change her mind. She really hurt me so. She had to change her heart. She really hurt me so.
All right. Very good. Dr. John live in the studios here at 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. I'm Kevin Kniestead, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about New Orleans, if we could. I took my first trip down there in February and saw a lot of great things. Also, saw a lot of things that kind of shocked me a little bit. I went walked around Lower Ninth, and I was kind of blown away by how little had been touched. And two Sundays ago was the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and I was wondering this, what can you tell me about New Orleans now?
Well, I tell you, the word anniversary, I didn't marry Katrina,
and a lot
of us didn't marry Katrina, right. But I feel like they should say a memory in honor of the people that died. And there's a lot of them that were never listed as people that died, but how many people are still scattered and splattered all over the United States? They have nowhere to go home to and got burnt by the insurance companies because the Corps of Engineers did nothing in over 50 years toward doing anything to make anything better. And we have a river, the Mississippi, that runs south, east, west, and north. No major river in the world runs any direction but south. And I find it highly offensive with that. Then we had the BP oil tragedy that has caused, I mean, I feel like they really tried to hide the damage they did by spraying poisons in the Gulf. Well, we already have a horrible thing with dead spots already from fertilizers that come down the river from corn gasoline called ethanol that is unexcusable to leave more dead spots and wipe so many of our fishermen out that have done this for countless generations. It's ridiculous. And I find all of it highly offensive, and it hurts my feelings to think that we live in a city that are treated, I mean, the whole South Louisiana is treated like a third world country. And we're taxpaying citizens just like you guys. We try to do the best we can just like you guys. And I feel if anybody wants to do something, call your congressman up. Tell them, hey, we don't like what y'all doing to those people. Because it can happen here. You're a port city just like we are. Seattle can have the same kind of problems anywhere in this country. This can happen.
Do you feel like those who are still in New Orleans, has it made the community tighter, those who are down there still?
Well, it just breaks my heart. I see people all over the United States, and I see them, and they don't know how to live somewhere other than New Orleans. They spent their whole life for generations and generations living in a lower ninth ward, living in little areas where that was their life. And all of a sudden, they're uprooted from their roots, which are deep down there. There's nowhere where any of it. Somebody was riding on a plane with me the other day and says, why don't you move the city? Why don't you move? It's just ridiculous. What do you mean, move your city? But this is how some people think. And I gave up arguing with the guy. It was like, I'm wasting my time. This guy's got a mindset that that's what should happen. But it's on and on stuff. But I'm glad that you let me say something about it, because it's important to me that people know that it's not all better, it's not all correct. But the people, they have good spirit. One thing New Orleans people, South Louisiana people have is we have a good spirit about us, and we don't hold grudges. We just try to adapt to whatever the situation is. But it bothers me no matter what when I see people all over the United States that are just stuck.
Well, I got to see a little bit of that spirit because I was down there the weekend that the Saints won the game to go to the Super Bowl. So I've never seen so many people out in the streets having a good time. So it's good to see that.
Well, it was a bright light before a catastrophe, but we're used to that. I mean, it's something that we all take we pulled for the Saints for a long time and watched them lame out for years.
Well, I'd love to hear one more song, and it's one of my all-time favorite songs, and I get a lot of emails about it. I think it's absolutely beautiful. And if you wouldn't mind playing Dorothy for us, that would be great.
Oh, that's the song I wrote for my mother, and I'm going to dedicate this to my granddaughter that's out here on the road with me.
Well, sir, you just made my ear, so thank you very much for that. I'm Kevin Kniestad. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU. Dr. John here in our Seattle studios.
Hey, thank you for having me, and bless NPR Radio.
Thank you.
Being there.